Within a few days, the tailback stretches back to London. For exporters of animal products, such as meat and eggs, the problems are more severe still. They are only allowed into the EU through specially designated entry inspection posts, but it has been so long since the UK needed them for trade that none exist. British exports of salmon, beef and lamb collapse overnight. In Westminster, ministers demand the immediate creation of the inspection posts, but they have limited leverage with their European partners. A key export industry starts to rot. The problems aren't restricted to goods heading to the continent. The EU has mutual recognition agreements with Australia, Canada, China, Israel, Japan, New Zealand, and the United States, mimicking the bureaucracy-free trade on the continent. British goods for the US had been verified by virtue of their EU accreditation. Now they also need to be checked. Shipments heading for America's West Coast are stopped at customs, detained, and sent off for inspection. In the complex world of freight, with one shipment arriving as the other leaves, the effect is devastating. Brexit detonates like a bomb across global trading networks. Thousands of large businesses start hemorrhaging cash, but the effect is not limited to goods going out. It hits those coming in too. Laptop computers from China and Japan are stopped, alongside jeans from the US, French cheese and wine and chocolates from Belgium. Gaps start to appear on shop shelves. Other bureaucratic requirements re-emerge from the past like zombies. One of them is proof of country of origin. Britain had previously been in the European Customs Union, which sets tariffs for non-member countries. Imports into the customs union must undergo laborious checks to ensure that they are paying the right tariffs. Each stage in a global manufacturing process must be accounted for. British firms need to present paperwork detailing the origin of every component of their products. Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs hire an army of inspectors to speed up the process, but they are trying to learn on the go. Many products don't receive their papers in time and don't make it to the border. They sit in the stockroom. In the first year alone, the country of origin requirement cost Britain £25 billion. By 2030, it has reduced GDP by 4.5%. Products which do make it past border control have tariffs slapped on them. For decades, they had been traded freely on the continent, but those days are over. Cars heading from Britain to Europe, almost half the vehicles made in the UK, are hit by a 10% tariff. Electronic goods are badly affected, as are warships and commercial liners. Britain's aerospace industry, the second largest in the world, is damaged. The rates of the tariffs themselves are fairly modest, hovering between 2.7% and 7.7%. But they don't only go on the finished product when it is sent to Europe. They're also applied to the components shipped from Europe to the UK to make the product.